Welcome back to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel, and we're following the journey of Kala, a red panda who is searching for an ancient treasure high up in the Himalayan mountains, and her new friend Chuff, a snow leopard who has joined her. They've made so much progress together, and they're at the foot of Treasure Mountain. But Kala has stumbled into a pit while Chuff was off ahead, scouting the trail. She can't get out by herself. It's too deep. And it's dark in there. Kala is afraid of the dark. She's feeling scared and misses her mom. But luckily, Chuff is making her way back to her very soon. But in the meantime, how is Kala going to deal with her fear? We're going to start with the calm down countdown. This helps get our minds and bodies relaxed and ready for a story. Start by sitting up comfortably. Sit up tall and roll your shoulders back. Place your hands on your knees or in your lap. Close your eyes. Start to slow down your breathing. Breathe in through your nose, one, two, three, and out through your mouth, three, two, one. In through your nose, one, two, three, and out through your mouth, three, two, one. Keep doing this as I count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What are you scared of? Be honest with yourself. You don't have to say it out loud. Just think about it. Everyone is scared of something. Even though it could be a small fear. Some people are afraid of heights. Some are afraid of dark places. Some people are scared when they're sick or away from their family. Everyone is scared of something. I feel a bit scared in narrow spaces. I just don't feel comfortable. So if I'm walking down a very narrow hallway by myself and I hear someone walking behind me, I'll usually step out of the way and let them pass, and that makes me feel better. What are you scared of? Just think about it in your head and let it go for now. Let's lie down on the ground now. As you're getting comfortable, let's talk about why humans feel fear. Fear can help protect us. We're born with the ability to feel scared. And sometimes that can protect us from dangerous situations. Imagine that you're in the dark, just like Kala. Close your eyes if they aren't already, and cover them with your hands so that it's dark as possible. Take a deep breath in and out. Did you know that there are a lot of people who are afraid of the dark? Do you know why? When it's all dark, we can't see things clearly, and that can be scary because we don't know exactly what's there. Being unsure of what's around you can be scary because we start to think of the worst things that could be there. Today, we knew what's around us before we closed our eyes just now. So likely you don't feel scared, even if you are usually afraid of the dark. So let's uncover our eyes and open them. Without moving your head, use your eyes to look around the room. What do you see? First, let's look straight ahead at the ceiling. Without moving your head, what can you see in your periphery? That's the parts at the edges of your vision. Now look with your eyes to the right side. What is the furthest thing you can see without moving your head? Now back to the middle. Without moving your head, look all the way to the left side. What can you see? Now look back to the middle. Calla thought about it and thinks that she's afraid of the dark for the same reason we talked about. She just doesn't know what's around her. It could be anything. She's huddled in a corner and hiding her face in her hands. Whatever you're afraid of, try to think about what about that thing scares you. Break it down into smaller pieces. Break down the fear to start to understand it. Doing this can be a tough thing to do on your own, so this might be a good thing to talk about with a grown-up that you trust. For example, if you're afraid of swimming in the deep end, is it because you don't think you're a strong enough swimmer and might sink? What could you do to get over that? Would taking swimming lessons or practicing swimming more in the pool help? Understanding what exactly you're afraid of can help you think of a way to meet that fear or face it. Let's bring our knees to our chest and give them a hug. You're going to start rolling gently forward and backward. Forward and backward. And when you're ready, roll up all the way so that you're seated on the ground. Slowly let go of your knees and let your legs float down to the ground, stretched out in front of you. Let's stand up tall now to face our fear. Now that Calla knows that she's afraid of the dark because she doesn't know what's there, she's going to try opening her eyes and looking around. She wants to face her fear. While you do this next movement, think about Calla's situation and what she could do to stop being afraid of the dark. Stand up proud and ready to face anything. Make sure your feet are shoulder width apart and then plant them firmly into the ground. Close your eyes again. Straighten up tall, roll your shoulders back, and lift up your chin. Take a deep breath in. Calla's opened her eyes and they're adjusting to the darkness, and she can see a little bit better now. She can see that there are a lot of rocks and branches in the pit, which she thought might have been a monster, but not much else. So her fear is starting to melt away. On your next breath in, raise your arms out to the sides and then straight up above your head. Drop your shoulders a little. Face your palms forward and stretch out your fingers. As you breathe out, bring your arms back down to the sides. Let's try that three more times at your own pace. Breathe in as you lift your arms straight up, palms forward, and fingers stretched out. Breathe out and bring your arms back down. Breathe in again, arms up. Breathe out and bring your arms down. One more time, breathe in and lift your arms up. And breathe out and bring them back down. Amazing. Now let's sit down one more time. Cross your legs or stretch them out, whichever is more comfortable. Place your hands on your knees. Sit up tall. Calla has started to feel a little better, and Chuff has found her. So she's safe and sound out of the pit, with just a few bumps and scrapes from the fall. Although Calla still finds the dark a little scary, her fear has shrunken a little. The other thing that has helped her was telling her friend Chuff about it, and having Chuff listen and tell her that it'll be okay and that she's there to help. If there's something that you're afraid of, talk to a friend or a grown-up that you trust. They can listen and help. And who knows, maybe one of your friends will want to talk to you about something that they're afraid of. And you can be a great friend by listening and letting your friend know that it'll be okay and that you're there for them. There are some questions and links to some great resources on our episode page, all about facing your fear, which you can find at peaceoutpodcast.com. We're back in 2 weeks with a new episode with Calla and Chuff about the feeling of jealousy. Until then, peace out and peace within. Today's episode of Peace Out was written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths. We love making podcasts for kids at Bedtime FM and hope you like what you hear. To find out more about our shows and the people who make them, check out bedtime.fm. Thank you so much for listening.